You think you're more of an indoors person. We try to make it work well for everybody.
Yeah, and it's evident. Congratulations on a great program. So any ideas about use of the magic wand? No pressure, but any thoughts?
Is this to change the program or?
I would say it's to change anything in the world or your life, or just it can be as expansive or as narrow as you want.
Well, I think the program's perfect, personally. I guess if I had a magic wand to change anything, it just make the whole world a lot more conscious about our environment and its importance on everything.
That's a great answer. Do you have anything that you would add?
I would say I was thinking like climate change, and you know, because there's a lot of contributors to that that goes with it, like also pollution and just keeping animals' environments safe for them. Climate change and that, those would be my top.
You both have a lot of empathy, and I didn't want to challenge you with that question, but it's just always interesting to hear what people have to say. Thank you both for being here today, Maya Arlett and Milo Garrett, representing the Young Naturalists Program, along with Karya Cornell. Thank you from Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy. You can learn more about the program at pittsburghparks.org. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHA-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW-LP Kaiser, West Virginia, mountainstreamsradio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM, McKeesport, and slbradio.org/radio.
With a pack on my back, tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack, hear the lonesome whistle, see the smoke from the stack, pile around with Democratic fellas named Mac. So take me right back to the track, Jack.
Choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie, woo-woo, woo-woo, chiboogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie.
Take me right back to the track, Jack. My destination, but alas and alack, I need some compensation to get back in the black. I take a morning paper from the top of the stack, I read the situation from the front to the back. The only thing that's open takes a man with a knack, so put it right back in a stack, Jack.
Choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie, woo-woo, woo-woo, chiboogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie.
Take me right back to the track, Jack.
Charlie in a beaten down shack. When I hear a whistle, I can peep through the crack. I hear the train a-rolling while she's balling the jack. I love to hear the rhythm of the clickety-clack. So take me right back to the track, Jack.
Choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie, woo-woo. Woo-woo, chiboogie, choo-choo, choo-choo, chiboogie.
Take me right back to the track, Jack. Take me right back to the track, Jack.
That's Asleep at the Wheel and choo-choo, chiboogie. The Saturday Light Brigade, thank you for being with us today. Juliana Warner is here. We're going to get her set up and ready to go. It says here, today is Book Lovers Day. I'll believe that. That's according to the things that pop up for us to mention. Joanna's getting ready, and she'll be sharing her music with you and a few here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
Assemble joins you in supporting the Saturday Light Brigade. Assemble invites the community to Maker Date on Saturday, September 27th, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Maverick Hotel. Maker Date features opportunities to bid on creative learning experiences with talented makers, as well as raffle baskets, games, food, drinks, and live music. Attendees are encouraged to wear costumes for the event. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs for youth in Pittsburgh. More information about Maker Date is available at assemblepgh.org/makerdate.
Finishing up our sound check with Juliana, who will play live for you in just a couple seconds. We have a song from Elizabeth Mitchell. You'll recognize it.
Froggy went a courtin' and he did right, with a sword and a pistol by his side. He rode till he came to Miss Mousie's door. often been before. Miss Mousy came a tripping down, green glass slippers and a golden gown. He took Miss Mouse upon his knee, and he said, Miss Mouse, will you marry me? Without my Uncle Rat's consent, oh, I would not marry the president. My old rat laughed till he shook his sides, to think Miss Mousy would be a bride. What will the wedding supper be? And a black eyed pea. What more would the wedding supper be? Buttercups and dewdrop tea. Chemo, chemo, chemo key. Way down yonder in a hollow tree. An owl and a bat and a bumblebee. King Kong, kitchy, kitchy, kimeo. The first came in was a silver moth. For a tablecloth. The next came in was a bumblebee. Set a little banjo on her knee. The next came in was the old gray goose. He picked up his fiddle and he cut loose. The next came in were two little ants. Well, they stood up to have a dance. Honeymoon right away. Now they live far off in a hollow tree, where they have good health and children three. Chemo, 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 key. Way down yonder in a hollow tree. An owl and a bat and a bumblebee. King Kong, kitchy, kitchy, kimeo. Chemo, 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 key. Way down yonder in a hollow tree.
Elizabeth Mitchell here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and the Froggy Went to Courting. She does a nice job of that song, I think. Here is somebody new to me and new to you. I think you'll enjoy listening to her based on the sound check that I just heard. She's brought along a banjo and a guitar and her voice and some great tunes as well. Join me now as we welcome Juliana Warner. Hang on, Juliana, I'm sorry. We're going to make one adjustment. The one thing we didn't check, we're going to make a check on, and that'll just take a second for us. I could hear you, but our radio listeners could not.
Okay.
And I think we are about there. This is the please stand by portion of our program. It looks
got thumbs up over
Yes, I think we're Chad, it looks like we're getting there now. Do you want to try it again? We're good now. Our apologies. We'll fix it up in post, as they say. It's live radio here, Julietta Warner.
Creeping like an afterthought, you left me a weed in a flower pot. I gave it sunlight and water. Just wanted to be a good daughter. When it takes over the garden, will I tend?
That's Julietta Warner. It was worth waiting for to get that. Right. Tell me about that song. What's it called?
That song's called Afterthought. And thanks so much for having me, by the way. So that song, as a lot of my songs do, this song started out as something and turned into something else. And this one kind of started out about something lighthearted. And then it became more about, it kind of fell in line with one of my common themes in my music, which is kind of grieving my childhood, remembering my childhood as it was, and also seeing it through the lens of being an adult, and maybe some disillusionment and some, you know, relationships change over time, and my relationship with my childhood and growing up in West Virginia, in my mine, my childhood was perfect and just beautiful, and I had so many great memories, and I'm also kind of reconciling with the changes that have happened as an adult to those memories as I, as I've grown up, and I lived in my imagination a lot as a kid.
It's courageous to share that, and there's some really strong imagery in that song, too. I mean, there is in a lot of songs, but a number of things really struck me. Where in West Virginia did you grow up?
I grew up in Tucker County. We say the counties when there's not a big town nearby.
Well, is that the county where the Purple Fiddle is? I thought so, because a former co-worker of ours, Erica May, is in Tucker County in the town of Dry Fork.
I know you, May. Yeah.
And she always says, just remember, not wet spoon, dry fork. That's the way I'm supposed to remember.
That's great.
Where she is. Well, what was it like growing up there?
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned Dry Fork. That's a community or a town, but it's also the name of the river that flows in front of my childhood home, the Dry Fork River. My brother and I, I'll mention my brother for the next song as well, but we grew up being outside, playing in the woods. We didn't have a TV growing up, so we spent a lot of time in our imaginations and building things and creating worlds for ourselves. And it was really, truly magical.
What was your school like?
What was my school like?
Mm-hmm.
So we went to public school. My parents always said that they homeschooled us. They just didn't tell anybody. Because we also went to Mexico a lot. In our summer breaks and Thanksgiving breaks and any way that we could, we would get down there. But the schools were, they were fine. It was Tucker County Public School.
And I was partly asking because I would imagine, given the population density where you were from.
Very small.
Yeah, you're taking, it's either a small school or you're taking a bus and have a large catchment area.
Both are true. Yeah, small school and long bus ride to school.
That's, I can see having an idyllic childhood. Yeah. Did you have much music in your life growing
up?
Yes,
a lot actually. My mom is a musician. She plays piano. Specifically, she mostly plays backup piano for contra dances. And I went to contra and square dances my entire childhood. I don't know if you've heard of the Augusta Music Festival.
Absolutely.
That was a big part of growing up. That's where I started learning banjo. I went to Old Time Week there when I was 14. Listened to music a lot, just music that my mom was playing, a lot of Joni Mitchell and James Taylor, and also a lot of French Canadian music and Irish and Scottish music.
Gosh, that would bring back just so many memories thinking about that as you're growing up. What brought you to Pittsburgh?
Just prior to living in Pittsburgh, I was actually living in Mexico for a few years. And I was just ready to be closer to home, and this was in 2019. I looked for a job in Pittsburgh because I wanted to live in the city, but close enough to home that I could visit. So home is 3 hours away from here. I just wanted to be closer.
I think a lot of times people want something different.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in a suburban area, it's, for me at least, the last place I want to live right now is in a suburban area. And the same is true for my wife. So we have been living in, just the notion of having sidewalks was a big deal. It's like, wow, we have sidewalks.
We can walk around.
And now we occasionally think of a rural area. We've never lived in that kind of setting before. Juliana Warner is who you're listening to. Thank you. I just wanted to get to know you a little bit better. We'll tell you about some dates coming up with her. The next song you mentioned has some references to your brother.
Yeah, this next song, I'm not really sure what it's going to be called yet, but I have a stand-in title that might become the title, but I won't mention it just because I feel like every time I mention it, it becomes more and more concrete, and I want to leave it a little bit flexible there. But yeah, it's a kind of a mishmash of memories from my childhood, and a lot of them are about my brother or about the things that we did together. I was always writing stories and playing make-believe, and I enjoyed doing that sometimes just like by myself in the house, and he was always trying to get me to come outside and go on an adventure. And there's a reference in this song to him kind of saying, "It's not that far, you know, to the top of the mountain or whatever."
Is he older than you?
Yeah, he's about 2.5 years older than me. Or he would say, you know, "It's not going to be that hard," and then we would go on this adventure, and it would be kind of far and kind of hard. But I'm just so grateful that he wanted to play. He wanted to hang out with me, and we have maintained just a really good relationship.
Sounds like he's a good salesperson. Very persuasive.
I mean, I think he believed. I mean, it wasn't very far or hard for him.
Well, once again, here's Juliana Warner. Oh, we're going to go to banjo for this, too. That is Juliana Werner, and you're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. She played that untitled song live. That is a beautiful song. Has your brother heard it?
He has, yeah. He heard it live for the first time. I actually played at the Purple Fiddle a month or so ago, and that was the first time that he heard it live.
Oh, his reaction had to be incredible.
Because he loved it.
There's so many details. Mm-hmm. One of the lines, I think I heard it right, mm-hmm. was holding hands with the dog.
I
love that.
Yeah, every single one of these is a very distinct memory for me, and it's all pretty literal. We had a dog named Jefe, which means chief in Spanish. All of our dogs were named things in Spanish. And there was kind of a storage area in the back of the house where we decided to sleep a lot of the summer because it was fun.
And did you fall from a tree?
I did, yeah. Yeah, we put a board across two branches and I was going across the board and it flipped. And
oh, no.
It just knocked the wind out of me, but it was kind of scary.
And he made sailboats.
He did, yeah. He's very much an engineer-minded person. He made a moped with, I think, a lawnmower motor or something. I got that wrong recently, so I should check my facts. He wanted to build things, and he did it successfully, and...
The imagery and that song is brilliant. As you think about, feel free to not answer this question. I don't want to, but I've always been fascinated by people's relationship with their childhood memories. In fact, just yesterday, I was sharing a memory with a friend of mine about an old shopping mall in Pittsburgh called the Eastland Mall. And I said, did that mall have green concrete? Mm-hmm. And he said, yes. And I can remember as a four-year-old, maybe three, going to this mall and being fascinated that it had this green-colored concrete about the color of our mm-hmm. walls here in the studio instead of it being its typical gray. And I also remembered that it was formed as triangles rather than squares. Mm. And it was within a building rather than being outside. So these things you remember about your childhood so distinctly. And what I also find fascinating is those come tumbling out sometimes mm-hmm. later in life. It's mm-hmm. like, why do I remember this? Has that happened to you?
Yeah, I would say that's kind of how this song was built. that happens to me with place specifically. Sometimes a place will just come to my mind, and I feel very vividly like I'm there almost. I don't know what that's about, but yeah, this song is very, very much. A product of that exact thing. I wanted it to be genuine, and I wanted it to be actual, strong memories from my childhood. And as I was writing it, it didn't come to me, one thing after another. I really kind of sat with it, and I would close my eyes and picture myself as a child, and these images would come up, and that's how. And then I would write them down, and I made them rhyme, and became a song.
Does your brother's recollection match yours?
He said one time, because he heard this song, and he said we should sit around the fire sometime and talk about those memories and rehash them, because I'm sure they're different.
With my own brothers, I have found that we have very distinct memories of the same things.
Yes.
And they are very different.
Yeah.
And some of it, I think, is because we did experience it differently. Mm-hmm. Some of it is because over time, our neurons have folk processed it a bit for what we think.
Sure.
What a great song. Thank you for sharing it. Juliana Warner is going to be at the Poetry Lounge in Millvale with Kasten Guffey and Jake McKelvey, who is from Massachusetts, it says here. That will be September 14th. You can also find her on Instagram simply at Juliana Warner Music. And you have a podcast, is that correct?
Yeah, it was, I may continue it, but yeah, I did. It's called The Grass is Green in Pittsburgh. And the idea behind that was there's just so much going on in Pittsburgh, so much. And some of the things that are happening, you have to kind of know somebody who knows the event, or, you know, through conversation, you find out about this really cool thing that's happening every month or every week or whatever. And I had some friends who were moving out of town because there was, you know, they thought there was nothing happening in Pittsburgh. And I wanted, part of the idea behind the podcast was I want my friends to stay because I love Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And there's just a lot of really cool stuff and really great people who are making things happen here.
You have to look a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're doing that because I hope it's evident to people, but you do have to look sometimes here. You've gone back to the guitar.
Yeah, I'm going to switch back and forth for each song.
Oh, that's great. What do you want to play next?
Yeah, so this next song is called Autumn Morning Song. I wrote this last November. And this is one, unlike the song I just played on the banjo, this song really did come to me really quickly. It just one verse after the other. I didn't really edit it after the fact. Shall I go right ahead?
Absolutely.
Into it?
Once again, this is Juliana Warner.
But fine lines appear by
That's Juliana Warner. You're a good guitar player as well. How are you self-taught, or how did you learn?
I took banjo lessons for a long time when I was in high school and college. And guitar, mostly self-taught, yeah. Self-taught, but I mean, I've also watched YouTube videos on like how to cover specific songs that then taught me how to do a certain finger picking style. So I can't, you know, claim that I just, you know, taught myself. I learned from every
resources.
Yeah.
The reason I said that is you had mentioned your parents joking that you were homeschooled.
Yeah.
And I get the feeling that also having no television, you were probably sort of had a free range childhood where you could explore and learn things on your own. At least it sounds like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a great gift to have that. Where did you go to college?
I went for 1 year to Davis and Elkins College in Elkins, West Virginia, just because I finished high school a little early and wanted to stay close to home before going off. But then I transferred to Berea College in Kentucky.
Ah, why do I know Berea? I know.
It's pretty unique. It's got a work study program. There's a lot of art and music. It's a liberal arts college.
I know somebody who went there, and I know it's a small school, too, and that's why I can't remember. It might have been one of our teens. We've had so many that have done internships, but he or she, because I really can't remember, went there for music, and it's relatively small, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Davis and Elkins, I know a lot of folks listening head up there for the various weeks that happen.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to be listening to you. We probably have time, I think, for at least two songs, possibly a third. I'm kind of losing count. I'm losing myself as I listen to you.
Yeah, so I do have the potential for three more today, if you want. The last two will be more of a medley. I'll play them together.
Okay, we should have time for both of those. So what would you like to do next?
So this next song is called Daisies, and I wrote this after I found out that an ex-boyfriend of mine passed away. And it's kind of the story arc of our relationship, from beginning to finding out that he had died. It's called Daisies.
This is Juliana Warner.
I'm in search of beauty. was meant to be, 'cause that's what you believed. The future you saw, I couldn't see. You were learning how to sail the last time you rode. You sent me a love song, said that it still hurt. I last wrote you in the spring, you were still alive. It's not for me to know who's by your side. I'll think of you when I see daisies in the sun.
Juliana Warner, and I hope you'll consider visiting her Instagram to learn more about her. Juliana Warner Music is where you'll find it. Do you have any recordings that are available yet?
Not yet. I'm working on an album with Connor Bragg of Van Gilder. He's been helping me record some of my songs. And they're close. It's been about a year, a little over a year, that we've been working on them, and it's been a really fun process, and we've both learned a lot through it. And yeah, the only one of these songs that will be on it, actually the first banjo song I played, that's untitled. I'll need to come up with a title before we put that out, but, and then the next song that I'm going to play is also going to be on that.
Well, I hope folks will follow you and stay aware of that. Your next song will be a medley of the two, so it's probably our last chance to talk. Yeah. Is there anything, or for today, it's our last chance to talk. Is there anything you wanted to mention that I didn't get a chance to ask you or give you room to say?
I don't think so. Yeah, I would just introduce these next couple songs a little bit.
Please,
okay.
Of course.
So the first one of the medley I wrote last year after hearing an interview with Andrea Gibson, who was an incredible poet, and they actually died last month. And this interview that I heard, the podcast is called We Can Do Hard Things with Glennon Doyle and her partner and her sister, and they were interviewing this poet, Andrea Gibson, and Andrea was talking about her diagnosis of cancer, and they were talking about knowing that they were going to die soon and not just not knowing when. And I would highly recommend that episode, not if you don't want to cry, and maybe not when you're driving like I was, but yeah, very, very impactful episode. And yeah, so that's, this next song was inspired by that, and also by a death cafe that I attended, which was, it's an event that's designed for people to be able to talk about death, which is otherwise a very taboo subject for a lot of people. And then the second part of this medley is a little more upbeat, and it's kind of some existential musings and kind of about passage of time, and also a lot of imagery from walks that I would do during COVID in my neighborhood of Squirrel Hill at the time and Shenley Park. And so this one was inspired by kind of remembering those walks. The second one here.
Juliana Warner, thank you so much for being with us today. And thank you for meeting us here. Thanks to all of our guests today. Maya Arlett, along with Milo Garrett, here to talk about the Pittsburgh Parks Conservancy earlier this morning. Ply Trosky Books, our program, our staff educators who have been working hard with camps all summer long include Alex Bennett, Grace Anderson, Alexa Bosick, Megan Valley, and Joseph Kukula, who manages the Youth Media Center. Ben Rutkowski also works in education as manager of special projects. Interns currently on duty, Lila George and Monet West. Ella Storm, technical associate. And today's program engineered by our technical director, Chad Green. Robert and Joseph Kukula, who manages the Youth Media Center. Ben Rutkowski also works in education as manager of special projects. Interns currently on duty, Lila George and Monet West. Ella Storm, technical associate. And today's program engineered by our technical director, Chad Green. Robert Gray is director of operations, and Ricky Berger is director of me. We will meet you here next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from slbradio.org.
Come in and squash that sucker flat. You tune to Freeform Radio from Carnegie Mellon University, 88.3 WRC.